What's up? God bless you all. This is Prophet Exuberty Furlough of Great Awakening Christian Radio, and we're excited to be here today. Up next, we have Andrea Carlisle. Stay tuned.
Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Yeah. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. So much trouble in this world. I don't know what to do. Lord, I'm fighting just to make it through. Yet I'm standing on your word, asking you to help me make it through. But I'm showing lack of faith in you. Lord, help me to trust you. Help me to help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. God, I know you want the best for me. But every time things turn around, shows me what I can't see. How can I believe for others and not for me? Help me to believe. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving.
Andrea Carlisle, and you're tuned in to Great Awakening Christian Radio, and we're excited to be here today. Today, I have a special guest today, and she is a gospel artist. As a matter of fact, you just heard her new release called Unbelief, a powerful, it's blowing up social media, and we're excited to have her here today. Andrea, are you there with us?
Yeah, I'm right here with you, Prophetess.
All right, we're excited. I know you've been busy, booked, and we was so hard to get you in the studio, but we're so happy to get you here and talk with you. We're just going to dive on into this interview, and we're just excited to have you today.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit more about who you are.
Okay. Well, my name is Andrea Carlisle. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. But I grew up in a small community outside of Birmingham called Adamsville. And, you know, mm-hmm. I'm just a vessel. You know, I'm just a person that knows, hey, God loves me and I love him, you know, and I just want to be used by him, you know. So that's pretty much me.
That's you in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Amen. So how did you get involved in, give us a little background of how you got involved in singing.
Well, my grandmother discovered me singing. I was about 5 years old. She heard me sing The Greatest Love of All by Whitney Houston. I was on the front porch, and that Sunday she made me sing it at church, and I've not closed my mouth since. And and I began that opened the door for me to, you know, keep going through school and stuff, high school, you know, junior high, high school, you know,
wow.
And doing different things in the community, in my community churches. So I started out when I was 5 years old. My grandma discovered that gift in me.
Wow, that's awesome to have family, amen, to support what you're doing. That's powerful. That right there to put some fire in your feet so you can really, you know, do what God has called you to do. That's great. What inspires you to sing? But besides your grandmother, what really inspires you to sing? At what moment do you say, I got to sing? You know, I got to do this.
Well, for me, it's like it's a passion. It's a desire. It's like, you know, it's like a one-on-one connection with God. It's like a personal time where it's just me and him. And, you know, to be able to sing, you know, about God and about his glory, you know, it's just a very intimate moment. And I sing all the time. You know, sometimes I hum because I'm a songwriter. So, you know, melodies,
wow.
He always drop melodies on me. I could be driving the car making up songs while I'm driving. You know, he does
that's
that
awesome.
For me, you know. And so that's what pretty much inspires me. And also I love to hear other people's voices. And so I often try to write songs sometimes to fit different voices, because God doesn't always give me songs for myself. He gives them to
right.
other people. So, you know, I'm looking
wow.
to get more into that as well.
Okay, tell us more about, because we heard about this new thing. It was all over social media. Every time I look around, I see this blue cover. I'm like, this lady is everywhere. Tell us more about it. And that's, I know you're just praising God and honored to just have stepped out on faith. Tell us something more about this hit song called Unbelief.
Well, it was, Unbelief was a personal testament of something that I dealt with, which was unbelief.
Wow.
I had been, you know, praying to God, and I wasn't seeing, you know, the things manifest that I had been praying about. It had been some time had been going by, just in a, you know, just a state of, you know, frustration, just, you know, everything that goes along with unbelief, I was there. And, you know,
wow.
God, I had just got a keyboard. I'm not a keyboard player, but God allows me to play, you know, things that he give me, you know, to write. And so he dropped it on me. I started playing it, and he dropped the chorus on me, you know, and the Lord helped me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Striving means I'm trying. I'm trying
wow.
all I can out here. You know, it was a cry out to him. And by the end of the week, he gave me the song. And, you know, I didn't think much about the prophetess. You know, I was like, okay, thank you, God, you know, for this song here, Jesus, you know. And some told me one day to put it up on social media, you know, because it had a message, you know. And I said, you know, maybe this can
right.
encourage other people, you know, because this is a transparent
exactly.
song for me. And I put it up, and, you know, I had got, you know, an overwhelming response from people asking me when I was going to record, when I was going to do
wow.
it. I was like, God, I don't have no money to record, Lord. I don't, you know, just I'm like,
right.
okay, you know, but God, he had it in the plan. He had it in the plan. I was able to connect with a producer that believed in me, believed in my vision, Jonathan Henderson, and he rode
oh, wow.
with me all the way to help me to get this song birthed on out. And I had an opportunity, a playwright believed in me as well, Vivian Murray. And she gave me the platform for my song to be featured in one of her productions. And she also made me her songwriter.
That's awesome.
As well.
That's awesome.
So God,
wow. God is just opening up doors for you. That's a blessing. This song Just imagine stepping out on faith and just doing what God has called you to do can open up so many doors in unbelief. I mean, so many Christians, and not just Christians, but unbelievers, they're struggling with that. That's a powerful song and well needed in today's time. Now, tell us about who's your favorite gospel artist. Who is that person?
My favorite artist, I'm a Mahalia Jackson. She's my jewel. You know, she, when I think of gospel, I think of her, you know. And I was introduced to her at a young age by someone that asked me to sing a song by her. I'm like, oh, no, man, I'm Mahalia Jackson. I'm 20 years old, you know. But,
wow.
But somebody introduced me to her with a tape. The song was called Prayer Changes Things. And I learned it, and I sung it, and I fell in love with her sultriness, the depth in her voice, you know, and it made me, you know, comfortable in the voice that I had, you know, because, you know, normally, you know, because when you have a deep voice, you know, you think all the, you know, that when you're young and stuff, you hear all the high notes, the crispy sounds, you know, and so I had this deep voice, and I was like, oh, God, you know, but that helped me, you know, build my confidence in my voice. And
I started buying
her box sets, and I've been rolling, you know, with Mahalia, you know, sometime a lot around February. I do a lot of Black History programs or different things like that sometime, and I have an opportunity to sing some of her songs, and I really enjoy it. So she's somebody I look up to.
Now, we got to move forward. We only have 3 minutes left, but I do want to ask you, how would you talk to those independent artists that are struggling out there right now? How would you encourage them?
I would encourage them by telling them, don't give up. You know, don't let people devalue your gift. You know, that it's going to get hard out here, but just keep your focus on God and know that He wants the best for you. So I would just say, don't give up and don't stop running for your dreams. Because if you believe it, it can be achieved.
Amen. Amen. And tell us how we can book you for events. Talk to us about your contact information. How can we book you?
You can reach me on Facebook at my artist page, Andrea Carlisle 38. You can also reach me on Twitter at Andrea Carlisle 6. And I also have a website, artistandreacarlisle.com, all lowercase. And y'all go out and get the single. It's available on all digital outlets, iTunes, CD Baby, all of them, Apple Music, you know. And I would say, you know, please support your local independent artists around the world, because we're the future. You know, we don't have support. You know, people pass on torches. Allow those torches to be passed to some of us so we can continue to make great music.
You heard it, folks. That was Andrea Carlisle. Get her music. You can look her up on Facebook. I'm telling you, all you do is look for that blue CD, a nice, really nice CD cover. And we were so happy to have you here. You hard to find, but we got you in here. And I'm telling you, we're excited. Up next, we have Tasha Cobbs. You're listening to Great Awakening Christian Radio.
Here's my worship. Come on, sing. Take joy in. That's good. Make it your dwelling place. Wanna put a smile on your face. I breathe in my heart. That's good, people of God. Say, I breathe in my life. And I love this part. It just says, so here's my worship smile. Here's my life, Lord, smile. Come on. Here's my worship smile. Here's my life, Lord.
You got it. Raise it a little louder now. Say, here's my worship.
Here's my worship.
Come on, raise it before I'm saying,
here's my life, Lord, smile.
Oh, here's my
worship smile.
Give it all over to you, Lord.
Here's my life, Lord, smile.
Come on, shout that out one more time. Here's my worship.
Here's my worship smile.
Come on.
praise Him before Him. Say, here's my life, Lord.
Here's my life.